Part 1, Chapter 3. Chrissy was standing there, her leg being hugged, as always, by her younger sister. Johnny Goodboy ignored her and looked at the courthouse. The old, old building was the only one to have a stone foundation and stone floor. Somebody had said it was 1,000 years old, and though Johnny didn't believe it, the place sure looked it. Even its 17th roof was as sway-backed as an overpacked horse. There wasn't a log in the upper structure that wasn't gaping with wormholes. The windows were mainly caved in like eye holes in a rotted skull. The stone walkway close to it was worn 1/2 foot deep by the bare, horny feet of scores of generations of villagers coming here to be tried and punished in the olden days when somebody had cared. In his lifetime, Johnny had never seen a trial, or a town meeting, for that matter.
Parson Staffer is inside,
said Chrissy. She was a slight girl, very pretty, about 18. She had large black eyes, in strange contrast to her corn silk hair. She had wrapped around herself a doe skin really tight, and it showed her breasts and a lot of bare leg. Her little sister, Patty, a budding copy of the older girl, looked bright-eyed and interested.
Is there going to be a real funeral, Johnny?
Johnny didn't answer. He slid off Windsplitter in a graceful, single motion. He handed the lead rope to Patty, who ecstatically uncoiled herself from Chrissy's leg and snatched at it. At 7, Patty had no parents and little enough of a home, and her son rose and sat only on Johnny's proud orders.
Is there going to be meat and a burying and a hole in the ground and everything?
Demanded Patty. Johnny started through the courthouse door, paying no heed to the hand Chrissy put out to touch his arm. Parson Staffer lay sprawled on a mound of dirty grass, mouth open in snores, flies buzzing about. Johnny stirred him with his foot. Parson Staffer had seen better days. Once, he had been fat and inclined to pomposity, but that was before he had begun to chew loco weed, to ease his toothaches, he said. He was gaunt now, dried up, nearly toothless, seamed with inlaid grime. Some wads of weed lay on the stones beside his moldy bed. As the toe prodded him again, Staffer opened his eyes and rubbed some of the scum out of them in alarm. Then he saw it was Johnny Goodboy Tyler.
Hey.
And he fell back without interest.
Get up,
said Johnny.
No, there's this generation,
muttered the parson.
No respect for their elders. Rushing off to the bushes, fornicating, grabbing the best meat pieces.
Get up. You are going to give a funeral.
A funeral?
Moaned Staffer.
With meat and sermons and dancing.
Who is dead?
You know quite well who's dead. You were there at the end.
Oh, yes. Your father. Good man. Yes. Good man. Well, maybe he was your father.
Johnny suddenly looked a little dangerous. He was standing there at ease, but he was wearing the skin of a puma that he himself had slain, and he had his kill club on a wrist thong. The club seemed to jump of its own volition into his palm. Parson Staffer abruptly sat up.
Now, don't take it wrong, Johnny. It's just that things are a little mixed up these days, you know. Your mother had 3 husbands one time and another. And there be no real ceremonies these days.
You better get up.
Staffer clawed for the corner of an ancient, scarred bench and pulled himself upright. He began to tie the deerskin he usually wore, and obviously had worn far too long, using a frayed woven grass rope.
My memory isn't so good these days, Johnny. One time I could remember all kinds of things. Legends, marriage ceremonies, hunt blessings, even family quarrels.
He was looking around for some fresh loco weed.
When the sun is straight up, you're going to call the whole village together at the old graveyard, and you're...
Who's gonna dig the hole? It has to be a hole, you know, for a proper funeral.
I'll dig the hole.
Staffer had found some fresh loco weed and began to gum it. He looked relieved.
Well, I'm glad the town doesn't have to dig the hole. Horns, but this stuff is green. You said meat. Who's gonna kill and cook it?
That's all taken care of.
Staffer nodded and then abruptly saw more work ahead.
Who's gonna assemble the people?
I'll ask Patty to tell them.
Staffer looked at him reproachfully.
Then there's nothing for me to do until straight up. Why'd you wake me up?
He threw himself back down on the dirty grass and sourly watched Johnny walk out of the ancient room.